Friends, serving God may not be easy, but it is rewarding. I just know that those that live for the Lord may suffer persecution from those who don't. So friend, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel, but you keep your eyes on the Lord. You keep your eyes on Jesus, and God will be with you, and He will strengthen you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
I'm so glad you can join us today on Truth in Fact. We are in Acts chapter 14, verse 8. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. Think about that, my friend, a man that never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and he walked. Praise God. Interesting, isn't it? Paul, perceiving this man had faith to be healed. You know, let us not underestimate the power of the gospel to them that believe. You know, my friend, let me say this. The gospel is still the good news. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. It is the power of God. We see that Paul and Barnabas were preaching the word of God, and God was doing a work, and they had gone into the synagogues of the Jews and preached the gospel. And it was there that many of the Jews and Greeks believed, and they were being saved. But at the same time, there were those who didn't believe the word that was being preached. And the Bible says that the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Basically, those who believed in Jesus were being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And folks, we have the same thing today. The Bible doesn't say it here, but don't you know that Satan was behind the scenes trying to cause havoc and confusion and disorder to keep people from hearing and responding to the gospel of Christ? Because the last thing the enemy wants is for the gospel to go forth, and he'll do all that he can to stop it or to hinder it from happening. There'll be opposition for the Christian, opposition for those who preach the truth, and there'll be opposition for those who have dedicated their life to Christ. Maybe you are a minister of the gospel of Christ and you're listening to this short devotional and God is speaking to your heart. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. No, my friend, maybe people are coming against you in your church. Maybe the devil's trying to cause division because you are obeying God, because you're doing the right thing, because you are preaching the truth of God's word, and that's what will set people free. Acts 14 and 2, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. The phrase evil affected means poison their minds against. Oh, I've seen this happen. There'd be someone in the church that's hungry for the word of God. The Lord's dealing with their heart. God is doing a work in a person's life. There's a change that's beginning to take place, how the Holy Ghost is working, but then suddenly someone comes along that doesn't agree with the pastor, they don't agree with the preaching of the Word of God, they have their own ideas, they have their own interpretation, they have their own theology, whatever the case may be. So they begin to plant seeds of doubt in another person's mind, and they begin to persuade them not to believe the truth of the Word, but rather they begin to believe a twisted version of the truth. And the next thing you know, they're no longer receiving the word of God, but rather they're resistant towards it. Not only are they not hungry for God's word now, but now the pastor has become their enemy. Paul had the same thing happen to him. But my friend, it's nothing but a trick of the enemy. It's a scheme and a plot from the devil to pull people away from God. And that's exactly what happened to Paul and Barnabas. These men were on a mission. They were doing the will of God. They were preaching Jesus, and the signs and wonders followed. But there were those who didn't believe in the gospel who tried to stir up trouble and strife, and they tried to turn the people against these men of God. I believe in these last days, in these last of the last days, we're going to see more and more and more and more of this in our lives, in our homes, in churches. My friend, I want to encourage you that you continue the journey of faith, that you keep your eyes on Jesus, regardless of what may come against you or the fiery arrows that may be thrown at you. You keep your eyes on the Lord, and God will help you, and God will be with you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.